Today is the mondiest Monday that has ever Mondayed in the history of all Mondays. It's 1st January 2024 and it's a Monday. What a way to start the year. No room for excuses. New Year is usually an opportunity people use to set goals, create lifestyle and adjust to a new lifestyle. During New Year's, when you hear phrases like "New Year, New Me," I have my New Year resolutions, and you also see people cut people off and or whatnot. But what are those common mistakes people make in the beginning of the year that sabotages the entire year for them? Well, let's find out as I have a chat with a life coach.
Okay, my name is Tosin Odedele, a behavioral change practitioner. Okay, so at the beginning of the year, there's always a lot of emotions flying about that makes people begin to act in ways that at the end of the day sabotage the exact thing that they intended to achieve at the beginning. And when I mean emotions here, I'm talking about the fact that people are excited about a new year. Some other people are under pressure because they see people posting their goals and their past achievements, and then they are also under that pressure to do same or even do or match or do even do better than what that person is doing. So there are a lot of emotions that fly around at the beginning of the year, which leads people to saying things and doing things that are the exact opposite of what they eventually get to do at the end of the year.
Okay. So, like you said, what other one can you point out to? Because we see people, you know, make New Year resolutions that they never hold up to. Is that something people should keep doing every year?
So, New Year resolutions are not things that people should do. Okay, because for a lot of people, New Year resolutions are just basically wishes. Okay, no, there's no backbone to support whatever it is that they have said or they have written down that they want to achieve or they want to get done. So somebody says, "Oh, I want to stop smoking," or "I want to stop," "I want to have a certain lifestyle and stop doing certain things," without a backbone to support exactly what it is that they've said they want to do. So at the end of the day, they set out to achieve these things that they've written down or said, or they said they want to achieve, but don't have enough support structure to make it happen. So a lot of New Year resolutions don't align with people's goals, don't align people's values, don't align with the resources that they have, don't align with the habits that will help support that particular thing that they said they want to get done. So at the end of the day, it fizzles out sometimes in the first month, mm-hmm. some other times in the first quarter, and then it goes back to where they were at the beginning of the year.
That was Coach Tosin Odedele, a life coach, speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we are looking at how to stand out in 2024 with simple life skills. Before we went on break, we were in a chat with a life coach who told us common mistakes people make at the beginning of the year. Now, the start of a new year often brings a fresh perspective, newfound inspiration, and a long list of resolutions. However, very few people are able to strategize on how to feasibly achieve their goals. Having said that, how can one start the new year off right? At work, by creating practical and achievable objectives designed to help accelerate, you know, their personal growth and career and open up new opportunities for them. Well, let's get back to our life coach as we continue our conversation.
Okay, so now let's get back to, you know, our main conversation for now, which is talking about things people can do to start their year right. What are those things people can do, you know, to start their year right?
So first thing you want to do to start your year right is to be able to understand yourself, have a level of self-awareness. It's about the most important thing. Have a level of self-awareness. And self-awareness includes understanding what your values are, understanding what resources that you have, understanding what support structure it is that you have in place, understanding what capabilities it is that you have. Okay, and then be able to ask whether what you want to achieve aligns with your true self, aligns with your person. Okay, so once you know what those things are, also taking into consideration your past achievements, okay, then you'll now be able to say this is the next level or this is the next step that I want to take. So you see a lot of people want to achieve something or they set something as a goal. That is that they don't have a track record to support the ability to achieve it. So somebody who has never earned, say, 500,000 before begins to set a target of $1 million or $5 million for himself or herself as a goal in the year. Meanwhile, the person doesn't have a track record of even earning about 500,000 or 700,000 or 1 million. He has not done anything close to that in the past to support or to suggest that he has the capacity and has the resources to push up. So the person sets that goal and then he starts that journey and then gets to find out that, hey man, this thing is beyond what I can do. And then it now becomes a demotivation for you and eventually you just jettison it and then gone as if you didn't set anything at the beginning. So the first thing has to be a certain level of self-awareness. What's my track record? What's the biggest thing that I've achieved in the past? How can I build on it? Do I have the capacity, the structure, the resources, and to get this thing done? And does this thing align with my personality, with my values? Now, when you have that level of self-awareness, then you cannot begin to say, yes, I want to move a step further, or a step higher, and I have what it takes to do to take that leap.
Okay, now let's quickly talk about discipline. Does discipline play a role in, you know, making you the kind of person you want to be, especially when it comes to setting goals for yourself, you know, for the year?
So discipline is a huge part of it. So I'll give an example. So if you tell yourself that I want to lose a certain amount of weight over the next 12 months or next 6 months, the first question you want to ask yourself is, what have you done in the past to support this amount that you want to lose? Okay, if you have shown discipline in the past, whereby you have a consistent routine, and that has led you to lose, no matter how small of weight you have in the past, but you have developed that discipline to eat healthily, to work out, to have a certain lifestyle or certain habit, okay? You simply will build on that discipline that you have had that will now help you to lose a higher amount of weight. So discipline, or what you call a habit, okay, is the consistency that you have built over little things for a period of time that now gives you the confidence to say, I can step up to a higher level. So it's that discipline is part of the track record that tells you that I have done it in the past and I have what it takes to take it higher. So discipline is a very key part of achieving whatever goals it is that you set for yourself.
All right. So in a country like Nigeria, where people find, you know, your whatever it is you set for yourself in for the year, you find it either swaying or changing due to the state of the economy or due to factors. You know, how can one hold on to their goals in our own reality, which is Nigeria?
Okay. So goals are not they're not sacrosanct in the sense that if you've said I want to eat 5 million naira, for example, then it has to be 5 million naira, give or take whatever is going to take from me. Okay, so a goal basically is a destination. Okay, so the fact that you don't hit that particular destination as a result of factors that are beyond you, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have failed. Neither does it mean that you have not done well. Okay, it just means that yes, you're putting the effort, but certain conditions that are beyond your control have taken over, and there's nothing you can do about it. You only keep striving for that. So I'll give an example. So let's assume that you're making a journey. You're moving from, say, area 1 to Maitama, right? And everything is set. You checked your vehicle. Everything is set for you for that journey. You kick off, you start your engine, and you start moving. And you have an appointment that you have to meet for, say, like 10 a.m. At Maitama. And you set out very early. For whatever reason, along the way, you have a flat tire. Okay. Now you stop. And then that process of trying to change the tires and get it up and fix the car and all of that eventually makes you arrive at your destination, maybe 10:30. Or for whatever reason, maybe you are involved in an accident that makes it impossible for you to arrive at that destination. It doesn't mean that you failed, so to speak,
okay,
right? Something beyond your control happened that made it impossible for you to hit the goal. Okay, but if you eventually find a way to get there, fine. But if you don't get there for whatever reasons beyond your control, it's nothing to beat yourself up for. And that's where things like accountability partners are very, very important when it comes to achieving the set goals for yourself. Every adult and every person that values whatever goal he or she wants to achieve in 2024 needs to understand that you have to surround yourself with accountability partners. And that's what I was referring to when I was talking about support structure.
Okay.
People who are able to at one point or the other help you when things get out of hand. People who are able to provide resources in the event that you run out of your own personal resources. People who are able to provide advice, counsel, okay, direction, and whatever kind of help that they can give to you to help you stay focused and help you arrive at your destination. Everyone who has a desire to hit a goal needs accountability partners that you submit to and that are available to help you hit that goal that you have set for yourself.
That, once again, was Coach Tosin Oyedele. Cheers to the new year. Greater things to come. God bless Nigeria. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.